In addition, you had recycling came into the picture. So recycling the trucks, they would go to different vendors for that, and there was contracts to negotiate for all of that. That was roughly about 2,500 tons a day. So out of the 26,000, 27,000, what happened was 10,000 was commercial, 2,500 was recycling. You got left with 14,000 tons going to Fresh Kills. So it kind of changed the face of Fresh Kills itself. In the meantime, there was all water quality issues that started to arise. One of them was Woodbridge, which was that the Fresh Kills landfill was garbage from the landfill was going to Woodbridge beaches and various coastline along Jersey. So they sued New York, and what it was is that was another set of changes that occurred. You know, it was called a consent order that we entered into with Woodbridge, and there were certain things that was done. This was the installation of, like, or effect protocol for boom lock system for the barges coming into the landfill. You know, one containment boom had to be closed at all times so no floatable litter would, you know, exit the landfill. This was like a procedure that was put in place.
Hey, what is a boom?
A floating boom is kind of, it's buoyant and it goes across the top and it has a net underneath it. Some of them had 3 foot deep. Some of them have 15. One of them has 15 foot deep. So that any litter that was floating would stay on the top. And, you know, up to 3 feet on a certain one, 15 feet on another one. We had sweeper boats that were out there, and we purchased additional ones that had the conveyor system that would go down in the water and that would drive around and pick up all the litter that was either floatable or might be entrained in a liquid, you know. So that was one of the procedures. Then the unloading of the barges was another thing that changes. You know, we bought hydraulic cranes, which that was a change from cable-operated cranes. Cable-operated cranes, there's no positive pressure to close the bucket, so there might have been drippage into the waterway. The hydraulic, there was positive pressure to closing the bucket, so that helped. We instituted many different types of what we call spill wagons, which was the area between the barge and the infield, which is where the refuse was unloaded prior to going to be landfilled. And, you know, that's a vulnerable spot that litter could have dropped into the water ultimately. So we tried different things, and we ended up with canvas material that we draped from the barge to the land side and kept the barge as tight as possible, and that would stop the litter, and then we'd clean it up as we go along, you know, unloading the barge. So that was other things that happened. There was booms installed at all the marine transfer stations to make sure that any litter that was loaded into barges at these facilities would not enter the water and exit. And then we instituted nets for all the barges. We had to net every barge that left the marine transfer station that came to Fresh Kills. And then there was a procedure on how to unload the barges.
How were they netted?
What happened is the all MTSs, there's an upper floor where the trucks come in and they dump to the water level where the barges are, you know? So in the back of the facility, we would cut out a spot in the wall, window, whatever, and put a roll out there that would have a netting material. And as you pull the barge out of the facility, you drape it down from one side of the barge and all the way to the other.
So it completely covered
it. Covered it, and there was hooks installed on the barges that you'd just wrap them around, little L hooks. And so that would kind of, you know, cover the whole barge. And there was rules at the MTSs. You couldn't load a barge more than 8 foot draft. You know, sometimes it got a little more, but we had standards then that we met that you couldn't have the peak 6 feet over the combing rail, I think it was, and you had to stop loading, you know, even though you might not have got the draft. So there was restrictions put on to help with the water quality. And then once it got down to the landfill, you'd unhook the net for like a quarter of the boat and then have the crane pull the net back partially so that nothing would fly around, and then start unloading that. And then you'd start pulling the net back as time went on to unload the whole boat. So, you know, those are some of the things with the Woodbridge consent order. Okay. And then, you know, other things that it was shoreline fencing. There was other various things that were result. I mean, I can't remember what, you know, there's a multitude of things, but those are some of the major issues, mm-hmm. you know.
At the time of Woodbridge, was it the only landfill in New York City, or were the others still operational?
At the time of Woodbridge, they were 19, no. Edgemere was still open at that time, because Edgemere didn't close until, I think it was 93, 94, and all of this was occurring 88, 89.
Okay.
You know, for the start, so roughly, so. And what happened is, end of 89 going into 90, that's why I said, we changed from Athey wagons to rubber tire vehicles out at the landfill.
What is the first thing?
Athey wagons are track unloading material. In other words, like you have a bulldozer that's on tracks, mm-hmm. these wagons that the bulldozer would, pull, they were like open bins that the refuse would go in and they would pull it up to the active face. Now, these are tracks, so there's garbage, open garbage everywhere that would travel up the Athey Road, it's called. So now by installing in asphalt roadways, and you kept the open garbage on a landfill to a minimum.
Okay.
So that was other issues that we did. You know, and then, you know, as time went on, you had DEC monitors. That's the Department of Environmental Conservation. So they were full-time 24 hours on a landfill. They still are. Mm-hmm. So, these are independent eyes watching us to make sure that we follow regulations and, you know, various things like that.
When did they come on the scene?
They came on right around 89, 90. And then there was what was called an independent monitor. An independent monitor was the result of the Woodbridge consent order. Independent monitor was a consultant, John Lawler, I forget the name of his company, and he was charged, he was, as a result of the consent order, the city paid his fee, but he was an independent guy that would come to the landfill and do inspections and, you know, unannounced, and make recommendations on how to stop. If he saw anything that added to that litter could escape, he would make recommendations and the city would go ahead and just install them or do it. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd have a discussion and then we'd install them.
Would the DEC do a similar thing, or was their role different?
DEC was more on the landfill operations to make sure that you did enough compaction that you were supposed to do. There are certain things with litter, and yeah, they did similar, but they weren't primarily focused with litter, like how do you stop every piece of litter from blowing in the air, you know? But they had other things, like we put in 30-foot high fences, you know, in landfill areas that in case the winds were blowing. I mean, as you went up in the landfill, the wind is stronger as you go up, so. I've seen the telephone poles snap, actually, because of the weight from the litter on the fences.
Wow.
Yeah, it gets pretty strong, pretty intense. Yeah.
When, why did the DEC show up? Were they always there, or was there political?
No, that was another, concession, I'll call, that the city made, that DEC was doing inspections, and then they argued and they wanted a full-time inspector there at all times just to make sure, because it's the largest landfill in the world. It was, you know, when I worked out there, it was the largest in the world. I don't think until 98 or 99 did it leave that status.
Wow. Was it?
That's because we closed.
Because it closed.
We closed some of the MTSs, so the tonnage started getting reduced. Mm-hmm. And then I think the landfill in California passed it out. I forget the name.